Hello, I'm Isaac Kramnik, the Vice Provost for Undergraduate Education at Cornell University and a Professor of Government here. Welcome to Cornell and congratulations on your acceptance and being one of the 3,000 new members of the Cornell community. And welcome to this introduction to the new student reading project. The Provost of Cornell, Biddy Martin, started the reading project in 2001. And since then, we've asked each incoming student to read a book or a play over the summer. We picked a different one each year to read them before you come to campus. The reason we do this is that we know the first few days of after your arrival are going to be incredibly exciting. You're going to be meeting new people every hour. And you're going to be chatting away with all the other first-year people who've come from all over the world to Cornell. And what this does is allow you, in addition to all the general conversation about where you're from and what you're going to study, this allows you, if you wish, to have some opportunity to have an intellectual conversation. It allows humanists and social scientists and natural scientists to have something to talk about because you've all read the same thing over the summer. So it allows us to provide you a common intellectual experience for the first few days, over the first few days, if you wish. Let me make one little suggestion. It may be that you've read this text before. We've discovered that several of the texts that we've chosen are staples of some schools, high school's curriculum. Let me suggest, however, that if you have read the text before, that you still reread it. When you arrive, you will discover that at college, people look at texts and in discussions and conversations about the reading in a very, in a more rigorous, more intellectual way than you did in high school. And in fact, it will be very valuable for you to reread it and to get additional insights that you can share with one another in those first few days here in Ithaca. When you arrive on campus that weekend, there are two required events during orientation weekend connected with the reading project. On late Sunday afternoon, there will be a large symposium for the entire class in Barton Hall, where you will hear from faculty who will have some comments about the reading, and where there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions or to offer your own comments and opinions about the reading. This has proved to be very successful, and students end up lining up after the faculty have had their chance to offer some comments. And we find students eager to participate in this conversation. And you might ask, well, how can this work with over 3,000 of you? Well, it's done on television with very large screens, and there's a wonderfully intimate feel as you see and listen to the faculty, and then as you see and listen to one another as students themselves offer comments. Then the next day, on Monday, late in the afternoon, there will be small discussion groups, over 250 of them. You will be assigned to a discussion group, which will be led by a faculty member or a university staff member. Usually there will be an upper class student in the discussion section as well. And this will be an opportunity for you to exchange responses, opinions, comments about the reading led by a faculty member or, as I say, a staff member. It's more than likely that some of the study questions that we've sent you along with the book will provide the beginning basis, at least, for that conversation. The details about these events, the exact time and place, will be found on the website. And after classes begin, there will be other opportunities to continue the discussions of the first year reading in your freshman seminar, in cultural events going on campus, and other speaking events. And the other videos on this website that you are will be watching and hearing will provide you some intellectual context that will help you understand this year's selection.